Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service is back in full swing as it finishes up the 2019 Ag Census and gets other surveys ready for release. Rhonda Brandt, Wyoming State Statistician for the USDA, says the next big survey for producers will be coming up in March.
Well, we have two or three surveys in March every year, but special this year is a follow-on to the Census of Agriculture that deals with irrigation and water management. And what this study looks at is the current equipment used, the water application rates, the cost of irrigation. Are we living up to the better uses of water that we've been trying to do for the last 20, 30 years? Have we had success? The only way to know if you've had success is to measure it.
Brandt says the survey will only go out to producers who said they irrigated their crops in the recent census survey time.
What we will do and ask this time is how you irrigated that crop you've reported to us. Have pivots, or they have subsurface irrigation, or they have gated pipe. And then we ask about some of the distribution systems. Are we using more conservation-based equipment and practices to conserve water as much as possible? And so between the two censuses, we can match the irrigation data to the crop data, and you have a really good picture of how the irrigation industry is changing over time.
Utah cow-calf producer Lori Munns was elected in 2019 chair of the Federation of the State Beef Councils at the recent 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show in New Orleans. She has been involved in work to help build the beef demand for many years.
I began in 1998 as a cattlewoman president and had that opportunity to be on our State Beef Council at that time. Served for 2 years on the Utah State Beef Council, and after that, I wanted to continue to be involved. I loved the checkoff. I wanted to be involved in the Beef Council. So when the opportunity came up in 2010 to put my name forward as a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, I was able to put my name forward along with a couple others and had the opportunity to be appointed by the Secretary of Ag to be on that Cattlemen's Beef Board. In the Cattlemen's Beef Board, I served on their executive committee for 2 years, and after 6 years, still hadn't had my fill of the checkoff and what I might could do for that. And so that next year, I interviewed for an operating committee, sat on the operating committee, which is a committee that directs the money that is used, allocates that money to those different contractors for the use of the checkoff.
Munn says strengthening connections is at the top of her to-do list as she takes the helm of the Federation.
I'm all about building strong relationships between people, and I believe that we continue to build the relationship between the state partners and us as a federation so that we can help each other out, so that we can utilize the dollar in the best way, that we're not overlapping each other, that we're just there to help each other and continue to build beef demand.
Munn says she's excited about the many programs the Beef Checkoff Program will be conducting this year. One of those is an effort aimed at millennials called Chuck Knows Beef, which utilizes information on smart speakers in kitchens and on mobile devices to educate people about beef and beef production.
As artificial intelligence becomes more and more a part of our life, what a great way to have that knowledge within a kitchen. Our millennial parents are just needing that. I think it's great that we have a team that has come with those ideas and have made it a possibility that we can use Chuck within our kitchen and have the answer at our fingertips.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.